Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been working through the first four commandments which are particularly talking about our relationship with the living God. They're to be found in Exodus chapter 20, which is our main text. They can also be found in Deuteronomy chapter 5. When we were looking at the third commandment, I just made the point that you can look at these commandments very positively and not just see them as negative and don't do this and don't do that. And I believe that's also very relevant to this fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What's behind this? Well, I believe there's a very important principle behind this. We read in Scripture that God made the earth in 6 days and that on the seventh day he rested. What is this all about? Well, it was God saying that having worked for 6 days, the seventh day I will rest and actually pause and enjoy the creation that I've made. Now, one of the main purposes, I believe, of this commandment is that it means that we are in a position, or we should seek to be in a position, where we have a day away from the normal hurly-burly of life with its ups and downs and demands, and that we should be disciplined and setting aside time just to do something different. And of course, for a Christian to be able to worship God, you can say in one sense you can do every day, but to join with God's people, it is remarkable how still right across the nations with different cultures, different time zones, different ways of working, it's amazing that still on Sunday, millions of believers set aside time to come together to worship God. And we know, as I've said, we can do that at other times, but Sunday remains a very, very special opportunity to gather for worship. The idea of rest is also built into creation, into the health of our lives. That to work 7 days a week with no break at all is actually not good for you physically, emotionally, indeed spiritually. You need some space and time. So again, this commandment isn't as simply don't. It's also an opportunity to do. Make sure you have time with your family. Make sure that you have time just to come away from your computer. Come away and spend some relaxation. Enjoy fellowship with other believers. This is why we keep the Sabbath day holy. We keep it a different day. And of course, with Jesus rising from the dead, that's why things moved from the sixth day, Saturday, to the seventh day, Sunday. And there it is. We meet on the day of the week that Jesus rose from the dead. And that's a very precious thing to be able to do. We value it so highly because we know some of our brothers and sisters to worship God in their country is not at all easy. It can be even very dangerous. But to come together to praise God, this is good. Clearly, it's good to honour God. That's always good. But God is saying, set aside this day. Yes, for me, but it's actually good for you. Let's pause. Let's have some worship. Then my good friend Patrick will join me just to look a little more at this, the fourth commandment in Exodus chapter 20.
should worship you in spirit and in truth. I live to know you more, so that you'll be glorified. I gladly break my life like an alabaster box. I draw near to you to worship at your feet.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. It's interesting, Richard, you were saying that you can see the commandments as negative things, lists of things you shouldn't do, but this one does start in a positive frame, doesn't it? This is something you should do, and,
yes.
And there appear to be good social reasons for doing it.
Well, yes, that's right. Clearly, we're looking at a commandment that's to do with our relationship with God, but there are very many benefits for us and our families and our communities by observing these commandments, and not least this fourth one.
It's interesting in this context that it applied not just to the individual, but to the whole family, the whole community, including the animals. Nobody was to do any work.
Well, that's right. Clearly, to have society set up in a way that would cause this to work was very beneficial. And the Jewish people, they had an opportunity. Now was a door opening for them to shape and fashion their nation in a godly way.
Can you just clarify what it means when it says to keep it holy? What does holy mean in this context?
Yes, it's essentially to keep it available for God. Holy is to do with separating something, setting it aside for a specific purpose. So that's why in the temple, certain cups, certain pieces of furniture were considered designated holy because they were only used for the worship of God. And it's that exclusiveness, that sense of these other days, lots of different things can happen. But here's a day where it's not about anything and everything. Here's a day for God.
Now, Richard, as we bring this up to date in our, you know, quite complicated, some would say sophisticated society, compared with the society that existed then that was very simple and straightforward, it just doesn't work today, does it?
I think we have to work harder to make it work, but it still works. There are very few bosses who who feel that it's wise to have their workers working 7 days a week.
Mm.
They've understood for years that to give people a day off is actually beneficial. They'll produce more. So the principle is there. So I think what I would say is that where you can, as best you can, in the climate, in the culture, in the situation you're in, you can set aside Sunday for a day of rest, a day of worship, great. But if for various reasons beyond your control you cannot, then seek to set aside at least another day for the same purpose.
What's the position of church leaders and actually people like yourself? You work on a Sunday because you go around preaching in churches, and many church leaders are working on Sunday. What should they do?
Well, again, I think certainly one should look to have times where you are refreshing yourself in all manner of ways, including spiritually. But I have to say that for me, I really enjoy Sundays.
Right.
I can't say that I consider it work.
Right.
It is work, it is hard, it is tiring, but I enjoy it so much by the grace of God that I don't actually see it as work.
So do you try and find yourself a different day in the week where you might take a day off?
I certainly, I've heard about this principle of dividing the day into three, morning, afternoon and evening. And I try actually every day that at least one of the portions of the day is just free to relax. And in the main, by God's grace, I keep to that.
Sometimes these days we have to think of creative ways of keeping the Sabbath holy, don't we?
Yes, I think we do,
okay,
for sure.
Richard. Thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.